called Susie.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, man. We're sweating in here. It's good.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good.
It's a journey.
So it's a pleasure to be on this show, man. On the town with Mikey D.
Yeah, Mikey D.
We got Joel hosting tonight. It's a pleasure. He got us dialed in like 2 seconds. His sound checked. He's like, all right, you guys got to play a song. We're like, no, that sounded like really good. It's like, no, play a song. And they're like, okay, fine, we play a song. It's like, listen to this. And we're like, wow, okay, sweet. So it's good to be in great hands, you know. You never know what happens when you roll into a venue and you show up to play. You don't know what. There's so many variables. Who knows what it's gonna sound like? And it's a treat to come in and be like, oh yeah, sounds good. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Because you don't have to think about anything. You just get to play. So we're gonna play a song now. The track one. Off our EP called War Bonnet. It's called Tomahawk. And I'm editing a music video right now that it took us on a journey all throughout Boston. I shot it with my friend Brendan. And he's probably frantically trying to edit it right now. Probably crying alone. I hope he's listening. Yeah. So we're going to play a song. It's going to be called Tomahawk. And we are fire in the field. And we are live on WMFO.
Circles through, baby. circle through your days now. Time like a tomahawk.
We are Fire in the Field live on WMFO. That was a song called Tomahawk off of our EP called War Bonnet. You can find that anywhere on the internet. Let's talk about the internet for a second. Nah, no, it's not. Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about the internet. No one really wants to be on the internet, let alone discuss the internet. Let's go have coffee and discuss Facebook. Let's discuss our, you know, profiles, profile pics. What's our marketing plan
hashtag
moving forward?
How many hashtags?
It's all marketing, folks. It's we're getting unhinged in here. This is not good. Cut us off, Joel. Cut us off. We're gonna play another track. This one's gonna get fuzzy. This one's called Peasant Once Passed.
Cashing in on the labyrinth. Says the myth. She strolls in thought in time. The umbrella of ice to put down her rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Jamboree has in the long term cashmere dresses and bicycle spokes. She wipes dust from her overcoat. Dries her eyes, clears her throat.
She is the peasant of light once passed.
let her unsling the weapon. As the peasant of light once passed, once passed.
Song called Peasant Once Passed from our EP called War Bonnet. We are Fire in the Field. We are live on 91.5 WMFO. I'm here with Jeff Botswana Botsanova on the bass guitar. I'm here with Brad, don't have a nickname yet for you, Conant on the drums. We got the green light. We're going to play two more tunes for you. We're going to give you... What do you want to play next, gentlemen? Give him the instrumental or... Let's play Save.
All right.
We're going to play the last track off our record. All right. This one's called Save. We are Fire in the Field. Here we are.
Yeah. together. I turn it on. I turn it on. It's an illness, good guy.
Song called Save. It's the last track off Warbonnet, and we're going to give you an instrumental number to close it out. We have been Fire in the Field on WMFO. Thank you to Joel, thank you to Mark, for you guys for setting us up, hosting us here. It's a pleasure to be here. Jeff Bottle out on the bass, Brad Conant on the drums. You can catch us live at Tender Trap in Brooklyn this Friday, Starlight in Southbridge, Mass on Saturday. Here we go. Most Evil.
We are Fire in the Field. We love you.
Title track off Race Car Courage. Jason Lane with you. This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Before that, Fire in the Fields live set, live in Studio D. They're going to come in and chat about this and that. Before they do, I got Daniel Lett in the Shobajin and Van Dyke.
Face whenever I'm lonely. I want a rather special look, something nice like Grizzly Adams to make call, the boys call me their master.
I won't.
She won't.
I won't.
She won't.
I won't.
She won't.
I'll be.
I want a face like Abraham Lincoln, something distinguished to impress Americans. I want a charming, sexy look, something sweet like Confucius, to give my classmates hours of amusement.
I won't.
She won't.
I won't.
She won't. That's a look for a fine occasion. A pointy goatee that's not too lazy. Now that's a look for a festive season. To be generous, just like Santa Claus. Hey, don't forget to bring the Krampus.
I won't.
She won't.
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 It's Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers off Big Road, title track, Big Road Blues. This is Jason Lane. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know why I keep saying radio tonight, but I am going to keep saying radio.
Van Morrison, man.
There you go.
You know the last waltz?
Yeah.
Turn up your radio.
Oh, there thank God for...
Van the Man.
For Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Fire in the Field, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having
me. You want to introduce yourselves? You seem to be the band leader.
I guess.
You were doing most of the talking, right? And the singing.
I was doing all the talking because I'm the only one with the microphone. Right, Jeff?
Well, now that I have a microphone, my name is Jeff.
Well, these two characters look like you should hide the microphone.
Yeah. As a drummer,
I've been trying to get them on the mic for a while, man.
You don't give me a microphone. I'm a drummer.
It's lonely up there, man. I hear Brad. This is Brad Conant. I hear him yelling.
What's up, guys? Brad Conant playing drums with Fire in the Field.
And we got Jeff Bartolotto, as he said. You know, I'm Mike. Yeah, I was the dude on the mic. Mike on the mic.
Got it.
Mike on the mic. I like that.
Tell us about the Fire in the Field story. Your name, by the way, fits your sound. It's perfect.
Thank you.
You guys are very electric, and you do it well.
Thank you, sir.
And you guys are seasoned. And how long you guys been playing with each other?
It's code for like you're getting up there, aren't you?
We're old.
You're kind of old.
Our knees hurt.
No.
We've been around the block, man.
Seasoned meaning you guys are tight and been playing together, seems like, for a while.
Amen.
It's been a long time, but 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little over a year ago that Brad came into the picture to go to Austin, Texas, and we did a little Southwest run. Fire in the Field as a band has been, where do we go? You know, where do we begin? I mean, Jeff and I we took guitar lessons from the same guitar teacher in Exeter Music, downtown Exeter, New Hampshire, Ned Chase, of a 25-year band called Truffle, an amazing musician. Hmm. So Jeff took bass lessons, I took guitar, and that was, I think you were a year ahead of me. And I actually, Jeff's kind of like one of my like sort of like older brother. He's like you're like my older brother. Oh. You know what I mean? It's like you started playing music before me. I would see you going in and out of lesson rooms. I was playing guitar. You know, I had braces. No, I didn't have braces, actually.
That's funny. I thought you were my older brother, so it's kind of awkward.
I'm adopted.
How does that work?
You guys got quite the sense of humor. That's good.
Yeah. That's code for stop being sentimental, Mike. Yeah, Shut up,
normal
dude.
Normal is boring, man.
All right, sorry, man.
No, what? Where did you guys? How did you guys start? How did Fire and Field actually start? I don't even know.
Drugs, man.
No,
well, mostly drugs. No, it was an Exeter high school. I was playing with a couple other cats, our guitarist at the time, Ben Losasso.
Yeah, Ben. He was a guitar player who's a seasoned guitar player at that age, at 14, 15, and I had just been playing a couple months. So getting thrown in with Jeff and Ben and a really amazing drummer called, his name's Phil Poggi. He's actually a great musician too. In New Hampshire, there's actually a really great scene of amazing players.
Seems that way. You guys are more in New Hampshire based in the Nashua area or the Portsmouth area?
It's south of Portsmouth is where we grew up. And then, you know, I ended up going to college in Boston. So we've been playing music together for 10 years at least.
Yeah. Well, my wife's from Durham, New Hampshire, yep. And there's a lot of great bands that come through, like Dover.
Yep.
Specifically,
Dover many times.
Like the Brick House,
Furies.
So that's good. I mean,
definitely played our fair share of frat parties at UNH too back in the day, man.
That's
in college. Exactly. Scary times.
So you guys also seem to be very put together when it comes to to existing as a band and promoting yourselves? I know a lot of musicians, you know, who want to be in positions like yours are listening. Like, how do you guys keep it going? Who does, like, your promoting, et cetera? Do you have management? Or?
I've worked with some great people. Kara Karma with Priya Music Marketing. She's an amazing, amazing person. Total sweetheart. And she's got a knack for the whole, you know, how to think about social media thing. And just, like, how do you approach that? She's fantastic. Mark Kay from Here Now Live's always been a huge supporter. Joe Viglione actually was the one who kind of got us in to do this thing. So I think when the whole thing is, for me, I just always stay open, just meet people.
Yeah,
you know, and don't meet people because you're like, what can I squeeze out of it?
Right.
Just meet people because it's
make the connection, make the actual friendships and the connection and the networking.
That's what you're trying to do with your music, right? I mean, so I think just in that respect of staying open and just doing it continuously is huge, I think. Okay. You know, I think we've gone through a couple breaks, Jeff, where we didn't know if the band was going to survive, sort of like, you know, a downturn, like, or whatever, you know, like, we'll get momentum from a release and it takes so much work and then you just kind of like crash after that. You're like, man, I don't know how we're going to rise up after this or whatever.
How do you top that?
How do you top last it? Thing. So it's like, anyone who's a musician will know being in a band is always like this roller coaster of like, you have all this work and this momentum and then it crashes and you got to find a way to maintain it. And I think this is the first release we've had where we've actually been able to maintain our momentum, mainly because I'm older and probably a little bit more, you know, my brain is
a little seasoned.
Yeah. Fully developed scientifically, chemically.
You went from French fry to seasoned curly fry.
Yeah, exactly.
Spicy Mike on the mic. No, but Mike, you know, Mike has been doing insane, where every time I see him, it's, you know, he's pumping out something new all the time. And he, you know, whether it's promoting stuff in a month or the next day, you know, he's just push. And everybody's always like, "Are you playing with Fire in the Field this weekend?" Yeah. I'm like, "Hell yeah, nice. I'm playing with Fire in the Field." So
that's cool, man.
Yeah, you've been
pushing. I mean, it, man. You should know about Brad Conant. Pretty much if you've seen, like, one in six bands in Boston, like, you might see Brad on the drum kit.
Right.
I mean, talk about, you know, grinding and making the push.
You're like a Joey Warrinker. Like, you're like, "Oh, I'm Fiona Apple's drummer this week, and then Bex Odelay drummer the next week,
man,
and then REM's drummer."
Yeah, everybody.
So you're the local regional version of that.
I'm very on your way
to being world renowned.
Yeah, you know, I'm very lucky.
You've done some crazy gigs. You've done the cruise ship gigs.
You know,
get out for real.
I did the cruise ship gig.
Captain Steubing, all that stuff.
It was Captain Steubing.
Yeah. Permission to come aboard, sir.
Hey, permission granted. No, I've been lucky enough to, you know, see the world and play drums and. I did the cruise ship thing. We went from Sydney to London over 4 months, and it was pretty baller. But you know, nothing like actually making real music rather than reading a page. And I'm lucky enough to be a big part of the Northeast and play with a whole bunch of different bands.
Yeah.
But these guys, it's always fun to let loose. I don't play with a heavier band than these guys. You know, I play anywhere between orchestral stuff to jazz to, you know, pop, and then I get to come smash with these dudes and talk about a release.
Sweet.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Are you guys playing? By the way, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, and we're talking to Fire in the Field. And are you guys all musically educated, like theory background, or are you guys self-taught?
I am. I'll get it out of the way.
He's a schoolie over here.
I did a schoolie thing.
Yeah.
But I knew that from when I was little. I wanted to do that. I'm a schoolie dude. I did the whole Berkeley thing. I hate to say that word over the radio, but, you know, I went there and it was awesome, and I learned a lot. And now I'm playing music for a living, so I can't hate it.
It's for wonderful. I wish I knew this about myself when I was in college. I wish that I think if you go to college, know what you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
Don't let...
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about my college experience. It's like, I want to be a history teacher. And then it's like, I want to be...
You're now listening to...
I want to just drink all the time. Yeah. And then it's like, I want to be a newspaper reporter. And then...
Well, at least you jumped around a little bit. Yeah. Like, I kind of went into school and I was like kind of on this one track thing. Because I never really understood that you can...
What was that track?
Business management.
That actually probably comes into play if you're trying to become a successful band.
So good at marketing.
A lot of businesses just kind of common sense. You got to like step back and look at the big picture. I don't know. I don't consider myself a businessy sort of guy. I don't know.
That's
but you're not wearing a suit.
No.
For our listeners.
I don't know. We're talking about things that both have negative connotations, right? Like, oh, you went to school for music. Yeah. Oh, you went to school for business. It's again, it's when you go into higher education, you need to know yourself and know what you want to get out of it, mm-hmm. because those schools, whatever they are, will try and imprint onto you whatever their sort of dogma is.
Right.
You know, and I think that's really dangerous. You can kind of lose, like, you know, your artistry or, you know, what you were actually trying to go for. But, you know, it's all hindsight is what it is. You know, the debt isn't too great. But.
Still paying for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
So just switching gears, how does the songwriting process work with you guys? Is one person do the main songwriting and trickles down or trickles around? Or do you guys sit in a room together or hash it out?
The real bluesy up-tempo song that we played, which is kind of the riff on the Reverend Gary Davis song, that literally came out of just one of the gigs we were playing. I just started playing that riff, and then we all just sort of picked up on it and jammed. So that's our first like song in this form, as just a trio of Brad,
me.
Jeff, and I.
Yep, yep.
That just the groove just kind of spawned out of like, and then it just kind of came up. A lot of the time, like the older song, like the songs on the record, a lot of it is just like I'll bring a riff or a couple riffs, or we'll just be in a room together, the three of us, and we'll just be like. I think Tomahawk, the first track on the record, was the first day we went to all right, let's get back on the horse and let's play some tunes. And you're like, all right, what should we play? And I was just like, da na 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 na, and we were like, what's that? We're like, we don't know. And it's just so you'd kind of take that organic sort of, you have a seedling, jam, that feels good, you know.
What about lyrics wise?
Lyrics, I usually take that home and toil with it.
So you take a melody and then write a song lyrically to it. That's usually very important. That's a very intimidating process for a lot of the potential listeners that are in bands. You know what I mean? Like they don't know how to do it, or they don't understand that there's no real formula to it. Everyone's different.
Yeah. Most of them go the other way. You know, you just like, oh, I thought out this cool lick in my head and I got these words. It's great, but I like the, you know, the Fire in the Field sound of check out this riff. This music kicks ass, but okay, I guess I'll put some words to it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like music comes first, which I, as a drummer, really dig because I don't really listen to lyrics.
Well, I mean, that's like the Stones.
That's the type of musician who never hears the lyrics.
Nope.
They just hear the melody.
Yep.
In a lot of ways, I obsess over lyrics and I have a story that I'm telling, whether it's linear or not, that even if I don't exactly know what it is, I'm making a cohesive story in my mind, as I feel, think my way through it. But the lyrics don't necessarily matter to the overall, to everyone, like certain listeners, but it has to convey an emotion so that the listener is turned on by that emotion in some way that you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do.
Yeah. The hot, you know, the hot words, like,
like
Tomahawk. Like, I know that when that comes, I'm like, Tomahawk. I'm like, all right, yeah. You know,
But like the Stones trick was always like, they would sing, they would find like a good vowel sound that fit over a certain like passage, and then they would try and like write lyrics around that. Or
interesting.
Like. There's ideas like that.
See, that's a totally new perspective for me.
I usually don't.
And for other people.
I don't really ever boil it down like that exactly. Sometimes if I'm fine-tuning something, I'll really be like, what is going on here? Oh, I'm playing a one minor chord to a blah, blah, blah. And then I'll like analyze it for a second and then say, and like change one note and be like, that works. You know what I mean? But that's always sort of, that's the fine-tuning part. You know, that's putting the polish on it. I think if you want to come up with something cool, you just gotta play, man. How much of the stuff is that we come up with is just we're just playing.
Like all of it.
It's mostly off the cuff, yeah.
You know?
That's great. It comes from a real place, which is incredible. What do you have anything you want to promote music wise as far as records, your back catalog, where can we all find that?
Oh, you can get everything on fireinthefieldmusic.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify. If you go, if you just search Fire in the Field, we'll come right up.
Right.
You know, I don't. You guys stream pretty much. That's the method.
Yeah.
Now.
So you guys are on. You guys are on all the.
We do the SoundCloud, the Apple Music.
Basically, you could just drop a bomb, and then it just gets spread out to all of them.
Yeah.
On like a CD baby or something.
Or do the CD baby.
Just like you plant the seed, and it just grows like a chia pet through the interwebs.
Fuzzy.
It just takes it.
We are.
It takes the fast lane on the internet superhighway.
It's in the HOV lane.
And the cops can't catch them.
The cops.
You can't catch them. And your shows, local shows coming up.
Locals, Lizard Lounge, yeah.
Yeah, Lizard Lounge is going to be awesome.
It's a great place to play. I think it's because of all the rugs in there. It sounds amazing.
It's so cozy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It is. It's got that warm.
I wonder
warm.
If they cleaned them since.
Who are you playing with over at the Lizard Lounge?
We're doing the Old Jack's last Saturday's residency.
Oh, Dan and crew. Yeah. Great, nice. Great guy.
Yep.
Fellow Arlingtonian.
Yep. Nice. Arlington, dude.
It's science.
Yeah,
Arlington.
Dude.
Yeah, guy.
I had to do it. Sorry.
That was good. We're in New York this weekend.
We're in New York.
We're going Starlight Lounge.
In Southbridge. But yeah,
that's the one in South. People, I'm afraid people get confused for Trina's Starlight Lounge in Somerville, the old Abbey Lounge. Not any longer. Rest in peace, obviously.
I know.
But
I know.
That's in Southbridge, right? Okay.
Yeah, Southbridge is far from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so close. No, you should definitely come.
The Lizard's going to be Google great. It. I think I'm actually going to go to the, I'll be at the Lizard Lounge open mic this Monday, the 29th, I think.
Stay limber.
Start. Yeah, I'm gonna do my best.
Do your push-ups and your stretching.
Yeah. It's stressful being over at the open mic because everyone's great.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh man.
It depends on which one you go to.
Yeah,
but you said that. I'm like thinking back to this one in like Cranston, Rhode Island. Yeah. I went to, and it's just like, wow. Okay, I'm gonna rule this night.
Yeah.
Oh,
love
man.
Open mics, man.
Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, good luck to you guys.
Thanks,
real quickly,
man.
Just introduce yourselves one more time.
I'm Mike.
I'm Brad.
I'm Jeff.
And we are
Fire in the Field.
Wild Stallion.
Where were you, Jeff? Come on, man.
Fire in the Field.
Thank you.
Jeff, I like you. You're more
Jeff's
like me.
Laid back. He's like, I got to go to
like,
work.
I've been on your side, and I'm definitely that guy. It's just like, Pro Tools, yeah.
Synchronized.
All right, guys. Well,
I am excited
thanks
to be
a lot.
Here.
It's firedinthefieldmusic.com.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. I did my research.
I'm impressed, man.
And find them on Facebook.
Really internet. Appreciate you guys having us.
Thank you. You guys are great. And awesome. We appreciate it. And hopefully,
so much,
you circle back with us again for the next record after this one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're actually making a live record this summer at Pink Noise Studios in Somerville.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude. Why did you talk about that?
I just remembered.
Well, there you
go. We'll be back.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Right,
you're listening to That Was a Fire in a Field. And now we're going to play some Sarah and the Wild Versatile right now.